Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in the house. I'm excited to be here with y'all today. Everybody, just come on in. Coach Misha's here with us today in the chat. Make sure your chat is set to everyone. If you don't know me, I am Coach MJ, the head coach here at No BS. I would like to thank everybody for the birthday wishes. My birthday was this last Saturday. And then everybody that reached out to check on my surgery. I had surgery last Thursday, and so it's been almost a week. I've already had rotator cuff surgery in October. My shoulder froze, and then I had to have a manipulation. They had to do a little bit more work than they thought. They had to cut me a couple times, so I have some stitches and things. And then I woke up this morning with this. Look at this. Oh my God. Like I woke up with that. Who the fuck knows why? But I have to brag because I'm gonna brag on myself. It's been a year, y'all. 1 year that I have been dealing with my shoulder. And guess what happened today when I was fixing my hair? I'm gonna brag on myself. Y'all, look, I can touch the back of my fucking head. I like use the hair dryer today and everything. I can touch the back of my head. I'm bragging on myself because I'm so proud. Felt like I had delivered a child. I know, y'all. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. So, yay. I know. I like went into therapy today. I was like, pay no attention to this bruise, but look at me. I can touch the back of my head. So, yeah, I know. I'm so excited. So, the back of my hair actually looks good for the first time in a year. All right. We're going to answer Q&As today. This month is all about setting up your environment. If you're new to the membership, make sure that you're going through the No BS weight loss course because that is the foundation that everything is built on inside of the membership. But this is great. If you are new, this is a very actionable month. And what we're talking about is setting up your environment, which goes hand in hand with no BS. Like we talk about the four basics of weight loss, and an easy way to help yourself be successful with the four basics is to set yourself up for success. I am big on cleaning up your environment. Make your environment look like somebody who's wanting to lose weight, right? Because we do it for other things. I was thinking about it this morning. And so I had shoulder surgery. I have to go to therapy every day for 2 weeks, and I have exercise to do at home so that I can get the most out of the surgery. And I need to do it multiple times a day. My shoulder hurts. I don't want to, but what have I done? Because I'm not just going to be sitting here working away at my desk, and because I know I need to exercise. My brain is not just going to say, oh, you know what you need to do, MJ? You need to go exercise. So I've set up my own environment to help me remember. I have this here TheraBand. It's bright yellow and it's sitting on my desk. Why? So every time I look at it, I'm reminded of my goal of completing my exercise. I have to do these wall slides up and down the wall with a towel. Guess where my towel is? It's in the kitchen where I do my wall slides. So every time I go in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, I remember I have to do my wall slides. So I have set up my environment for therapy over these next couple of weeks because I'm a person who wants all of her movement in her shoulder. That's what I want. And you are a person who wants weight loss. And so you want to set up your environment to remind yourself of the person you are becoming. And so, a lot of times, Corinne and I were actually talking about this yesterday. We were talking about something called decision fatigue. So, we have lots of decisions to make, like, even to like, what am I going to wear today? Right? What am I going to have for breakfast? Do I need that extra cup of coffee? And do I have time to shave my legs? You have to make a decision. Am I getting in the shower in enough time to shave my legs? Is it time to put on myself tanner? That was a conversation I had with myself this morning. Thinking about what time I have to leave to get to physical therapy. That's just now, Right? Betsy's selling a binge program. I watched her binge call from last night this morning to see if I wanted to release the sales portion to the membership, which I did, by the way. It's amazing. You can check it out. Mish put the link in there. I did that this morning at 7 o'clock, right? I had to make some decisions. I had to send some messages to the team to get them to pull that out and to like, how are we going to get it out to the membership? Do we send an email? Is it a Facebook post? All of these things I've already decided. I don't want to also have to go into my pantry and see chips, pretzels, and then like beef sticks and a protein bar and chips. Then I got a lot of decisions to make. I know what I have planned. I know what my snack is, but now I'll see all these other amazing things. And my shoulder hurts. And my shoulder hurts. Chips would make it feel better. No. No. That's one more decision I am faced with in my day. If I can set myself up where the decision is already made, y'all, I got a tattoo. TDIM, the decision is made. If I can have a decision already made for me, if I can set myself up for success, when I go in there and look, the decision has already been made. The version of me that wants to lose weight, the version of me that hashtag bitch got goals, the version of me that wants to go to bed proud has already made all the decisions. The version of me later today, when, shit hits the fan, work gets in the way, my shoulder is killing me. I don't want her in charge of my weight loss. She's tired, y'all. She's made a lot of decisions. She's made a ton of decisions. How can I make it easy on her? This extends like refrigerator, everything. If you've got kids, make your own snack drawer, make your own pantry, let them have theirs. Don't walk in there and be faced with the goldfish and the chocolate and the whatever else. Go to your own spot, get your own things where those decisions have already been made for you. Make weight loss as easy as you can. And that does make it a shit ton easier. If you know that once you open that bag, if you love chips and you want to eat chips, there's nothing wrong with chips. But you know, at the end of a bad day, on the ass end of a bad day, you go face down in the chips and you don't come up for air until the bag is all the way gone. Portion that shit out. Put them in a little Ziploc bag. Take your Ziploc bag, enjoy your chips, and then give yourself a stopping point, a break point to make the decision about whether or not I want to go back and get another bag of chips. And the answer might be yes, but maybe after two, you stop. Instead of the whole bag, that's a win. It's a huge win. Then you get to finish the bag that you created for yourself. And you eat less, the chips last longer, you've saved money, and you go to bed proud, and you don't beat yourself up, and you get closer to your goal of weight loss. Somebody yesterday on the new member Q&A was talking about Reese's. And she was like, I love Reese's eggs. I do too. Who doesn't love a good Reese's egg? I love them with all my heart. But there are ways to set yourself, if you know that you love the Reese's eggs. And once you eat one Reese's, you can't just eat just one. They're like Pringles. You gotta just keep on going. You got a couple of choices. There's three things I can think of to make it super simple. Number one, only they sell them bitches individual. I know. Just like the Ferrero Rocher, you don't have to buy the big thing because I love Ferrero Rocher. Go buy one Reese's cup, Reese's egg, one. Then that's easy. There's no more. You can't eat five of them because you ain't got five of them. The other thing that you can try is to get a week's worth of Reese's eggs and get a black Sharpie and write Sunday, Monday, write a day on each one. And then remind yourself, yes, I can go back in. I can ha I'm having one tomorrow. I'm not gonna eat Monday's Reese egg today. We Wednesday's Reese egg. Thursday's Reese egg comes tomorrow. The other thing that you can do is buy a whole bag, put them all in the freezer, pull one out a day. Cause them other they hard as hell. You gonna break a damn tooth if you try to eat a frozen one. Pull one out in the morning before work. And then when you come home, all the rest of them are frozen except for the one that you're going to eat. There are ways to set yourself up for success. Oh, Karen says, watch your accent. It sounds like greasy eggs. Greasy eggs. You know, I had a private client one time. We coached for a solid month in private coaching about greasy eggs. Sorry about that. So you want to set yourself up for success. The other thing too is if you know that you're like, you just find yourself in the kitchen and next thing you know, you two Reese egg deep, put them in a different place. Make your brain think about it. If you know that your favorite snacks are in this, you know, on the second shelf, in the pantry when you walk in, take those special things that you tend to overeat, put them on the fourth shelf behind the blender in a Tupperware inside of a Ziploc bag. Because you'll go to the second shelf and you'll be like, shit, I forgot I moved them bitches. Yeah, where'd I put them? Oh, fourth shelf. Damn, gotta move this fucking blender. Every obstacle you give yourself to get to those things is a pause and an opportunity to have a conversation with yourself. Every time. When you open up that Ziploc bag, then you have to open up the Tupperware and you have to do all them things. It gives you an opportunity to make a different choice. So that is what pronounce. What are we pronouncing? I'm saying greasy eggs. People thought I said greasy eggs. So it's just something to think about. I want weight loss is not easy, y'all. I'm not in here being like, and then you do these things, and then you never have a hard time with weight loss ever again. That is not the truth. Weight loss is not easy. There are times that you have to work through urges. There are times that you want to keep eating. There are times that you want to say, fuck it. There are times that you want to go off plan. But there are some things we can control. There are some ways we can set up our environment. I used to have a sticky on my refrigerator for years, probably 3 years, and it said, is it worth the time it will take you to lose the weight? Because I would go in there and say, fuck it, and just eat all the stuff. And I put a sticky there. Because I wanted to remind myself of my own goals. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want people to see. I don't give a shit who sees it. My kids used to make fun of me. Because I'd, you know, on my wine cooler, is this on your plan? On the refrigerator, is this worth the time it takes you to lose the weight? And they would laugh at me. But guess what they started doing, which was helpful, and they didn't even know it. Every time they'd see me eating, they'd say, is that worth the time it's going to take you to lose the weight? Well, little known to them, number one, it helped me, and it was a good reminder. And it also trained them. I put that shit out in front of them. And that little bit of teasing I took from my kids, I'm 85 pounds down. I'll take it. I'll take it. All right. There you go. That's what I have. That's what I have for y'all. Setting up yourself for success. Don't make it harder than it has to be. There ain't no shame in our game, y'all. And if you have things that you love and you can't figure out, guess what you do, y'all? Go to Ask Coaches. Be like, I don't know what to do about this. I notice I keep overeating it. I want to set my environment up. I want to do these things. What are your suggestions? And we will tell you those tactical things that you can do. Oh, Lisa reached out to ask coaches today. Perfect. Perfect. It's exactly what you need to be doing. We have to, because the coaches have the answers. That's why we're here. That's what you're paying for. Shit fire. To have coaches in your freaking pocket to answer all of your questions. That's why we're here. It's the most valuable part of your $59 is to get real examples, use your real life, help me with this real life issue, and we will. All right, let's get to the cues from the Q&A. So I will say this. Why are we doing all this? Environmental cleanup. We're talking about pantries. We're talking about like just your environment, basically. It's like an environmental, like it's like spring cleaning for our environment. Oh, the other thing I was going to talk about, you know, I'm trying to be protein forward. And I was thinking about all of my GLP-1 girlies, because I'm being protein forward because of, osteoporosis. But for those of you who are doing medical weight loss, either a GLP-1 or you've had weight loss surgery or whatever, or you're like me and you're doing osteoporosis, I have like, I'm going to set up my, that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to take a drawer in my refrigerator and I'm going to put like cheese in there and like lunch meats and like different things so that I can just go in there and get protein. Because that's what I need to be focused on. So if you're doing those things and you know you need to be protein forward, that is a great way to set yourself up for success. Because I notice I'm not getting quite enough protein. I'm not counting it, but I could do more. I mean, I'm not plugging it into my fitness pal, but I know I could do more. And so I'm gonna set up a drawer in my refrigerator. It's gonna be mine. All mine with my protein shit in it. All right. Osteoporosis is weak bones. I'm at risk for fracture. I'm too young for that, but apparently not. Hard. My husband keeps telling me a hard-boiled egg, but it smells like gas in your house when you peel them, and I don't like it. I know. I got to make some. That was on my list of things to put in the protein drawer. Was the eggs. And then I could put it on a salad. I am doing my grandmother's was Susie. I do the Susie boiling method. Everything she did, I do it just like she said. Lisa said, I buy pre-boiled and pre-peeled eggs. Oh, your husband, Kim, my husband would peel the eggs for me if I asked him. Janet said, this is a great question, Janet. How do I set up in my environment to not eat after dinner? Love it. Love it. Love it. Such a great question. Put all the, don't let any food be out on the countertops. None. None, none, none. Nary a bit. Once it's clean, then we used to do this all the time. The kitchen is closed. We used to even have people that made a sign. You can write on a piece of paper, hang it up in your kitchen. The kitchen is closed. The other thing that you can do is I like decaf chai tea. So you could get some like hot tea that you love. I love the decaf hot chai tea. My husband likes green tea. You could have that as like your treat, whatever. Like just, you know, because a lot of times for us, food is like the end of our day. Like that's the, you know, the feather in the cap of the day, you know, is some food. Start to switch it to something else. So that for me is like really comforting, really nice. You just have a nice cup of hot tea. I even do put a little bit of cream in it. Don't tell nobody, but I mean, it's a little bit of something, but whatever. But that's a great way to end your day. The other thing that you can do is create a really good nighttime routine. So maybe you're a person who likes to shower in the morning if you're willing to shower at night. I've been doing that some lately. I actually like it. Wash your face, put on some lotion, get you some really good, like nice pajamas, create this routine that you do after you clean up your kitchen at night, brush your teeth. That makes it less appealing. All of those things are things you can implement to make it easier. Now, I'm not going to tell you, Janet, you're not going to have a lip mask, Luann said. I love this chat. But it's all about creating an environment where you used to do it a certain way, and now you're like, I'm just going to pivot and do a different way. And the other thing you can do, really look at for a lot of us, y'all, for a lot of us, and I really want to challenge y'all to look at this. For a lot of us, we eat because we're tired. And we just need to go to bed. We just need to go to bed. I mean, honestly. But then we tell ourselves, this is what you can take to ask coaches. But this is the only time I get for myself. This is the only time I can watch my shows. But this is the only time I can do this. But this is the only, look at those thoughts that you keep telling yourself why you don't just go on to bed. Janet said, I tend to want to eat between 7 and 8:30. The other thing, Janet, move seats. Y'all all think I'm crazy as hell. Get out of the eating chair. Just sit in a different spot. That'll decrease the urges. Come between 7 and 8, if you know, like 7:30, like around 7:30, go wash your face, put the lotion on, do all the things that you want to do. Maybe you even want to write your plan for tomorrow. You can do some of those things and put the sign up. Yet you're not really hungry. Yeah. Sandy, what if you can't clean up your environment? I work as a dietary aide in a long-term care facility. I serve the food out of my own serving kitchen. I tend to stand there and eat after serving. What do you suggest? Gum, Sandy. When you're serving food, chew gum. You cannot chew gum and eat their food. That's what I used to do because I was terrible. I was like, one of my biggest habits was cooking and like eating, standing there while I was serving my kids and stuff and getting dinner ready and everything. And I chewed gum for a long time, a very long time, because that'll stop you right in your tracks. Let's see. MJ, will you offer tips? I'm about to preach on this. Y'all watch what's about to happen. Patricia says, will you offer tips on how to deal with those things in the pantry that our janky husbands buy that tempt us? Like golden Oreos, for example. Yeah. He's gonna offer them, and there they are. You can buy two Tupperwares and be like, this is your Tupperware, this is my Tupperware. Your snacks that don't get me towards my goals live here. My snacks that get me towards my goals live here. You keep your, like in Dirty Dancing, my dance space and your dance space. You keep your shit over there. I'm gonna keep my shit over here. And then here's the thing. He's gonna offer. He's not tempting you. Your thoughts are what is tempting. I want you to really think about it. If he offered you something you really don't like, right? Like, here's a steaming pile of dog shit. Want some? You'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it's golden Oreos. And you have thoughts about golden Oreos. I have a lot of thoughts about golden Oreos as well, right? He's like, do you want some golden Oreos? And your thought is, he's trying to sabotage me. He's tempting me. He knows I'm trying to lose weight. Why is he not supporting me? That is the problem. It's not your husband offering it. It's what you make it mean. He's making weight loss harder than it has to be. I'm trying to do all the things and he's not even helpful. First of all, have you had a conversation? That's always step number one. Like, look, sir, janky ass husband, I am trying to lose weight. And I love the golden Oreos. And maybe some nights I'm gonna have a golden Oreo. But do you mind not asking me if I want a golden Oreo? I'm trying really hard to like stay on my goals. And we're gonna make these two separate doolies, two separate Tupperwares, two separate Ziploc. You keep your golden Oreos to yourself. Now, I always like to think about this like volleyball. So, like, you know, it's volleyball. Like, you volleyed it into his court now. Now the ball's on his side of the court. And he got some choices to make. He could be like, I'm proud of her. Look at Sandy. I mean, Patricia advocating for herself. I'm gonna support her. She seems to really want to do this. That could happen. Or he could say, every time, like my husband, this was my husband, every time I don't offer her food, she turns into a bitch. And she's told me how many times, don't offer me food. I'm gonna lose weight. Nah. And then what happens? I don't offer her a golden Oreo. And what happens? Why didn't you offer me one? You think I need to lose weight? Trying to tell me I can't have one? Must be nice eating golden Oreos and I can't even have one. That was me. That's a glimpse into old MJ. So even when I would tell my husband I didn't want it, he offered it because he knew if he didn't, he was going to get bitched at. Because I had trained him well. Offer me food or I will be a bitch, no matter what I say. So he offered me food. And I had to recognize that he was not doing it to sabotage me. He was not doing it because he didn't want me to lose weight. He was doing it because he wanted to get laid and not get bitched at. He wanted to have a peaceful night. And I had to find that place of understanding and be like, I know, listen, I know I've been a bitch in the past. But I'm serious, really. I appreciate you offering it to me, but honestly, when I said I didn't want it, I really don't want it. But thank you. And then the next night, when he doesn't offer the golden Oreo, notice they're like dogs. You have to notice, right? You have to train them again because you trained them to offer. Now you got to train them not to offer. So when he's sitting over there eating that golden Oreo, and he doesn't offer it to you, you got to catch him doing it right. Be like, you know what? Thank you. I told you not to offer it to me and you didn't. I appreciate that. I thank you for that. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to quit offering it to you because he's going to start to trust that what you say is true. So there's a couple of things that can happen, right? And so, you've got to, first of all, have a conversation. I mean, Corinne says this all the time, and I do too. A lot of times, a lot of our issues can be solved with a conversation because most of the people in our lives give a shit about us and they want us to be happy. But we've just been sitting around eating golden Oreos all the time with our partner. And then they're like, nothing's changed. Still gonna, like, this is what I do every night. And then we get pissed at them for doing it. When if you would just say, I love you, but I don't want, yeah, I just don't want any more. I'm trying to do this thing. He's probably going to support you. And he may not. I don't know, but then it's up to you. I told you I didn't want any. I appreciate you, but no. But for all of you that are like, they don't support me, they don't this, they don't that, probably less than 5% of the time, it's true. 95% of the time, a conversation would fix it. Try to have the conversation. Let's see. Beth says, I've realized that I really hate all the mind gaming and decision trees and everything else, girl. So there are lots of foods I choose to just not have in a house. I love that so much. If I want them and plan them and feel like I can enjoy them without compromising my goals, then I go out and get one serving. Perfect. Sometimes I think this approach is not no BS shit fire. That's how I lost my whole damn weight. I hope it is no BS. God bless. Can you talk me through the question? Is it wrong or tripping myself up in the long term to just not have certain foods in the house? I really don't feel restricted about that anymore. I feel like it's my choice for what I really want for myself to make my weight loss maintenance easy. Okay, Beth. That's how you know it's not diet mentality. That last sentence. It's my choice for what I really want for myself, and I want to make weight loss and maintenance easy. Perfect. Now, if you were like, I have no control, I can't have them in the house. If I do, I have to keep those things away from me. Like, get behind me, Satan. I can't have them in the house, whatever. Out of fear, that is restriction. This is fucking power. Hashtag bitch got goals. I got other shit I want to work on. I don't want to work on that. If I want it, I'll go get one. Hell, that is power. That is badass, Beth. That's what that's called. That is called, I'm in control of my own fucking goals. I'm gonna do this my way. I don't feel restricted, and I'm gonna make this shit easy on myself. Hell yes. Hell yes, Beth. Everybody take a page from Beth's book, because that is saying, I am taking this bull by the horns. I am in charge of me. And I'm gonna make this shit as easy as I can. I love that with all my heart. I did that with the Ferrero Rocher. I will eat all the Ferrero. I don't eat anymore. I don't like it anymore. But I mean, I like one every once in a while. But if you brought me home a Ferrero Rocher, I'd eat every one of them. And so finally, I was like, I'm really working on hunger and enough and my water and all that. I don't want to manage my mind around Ferrero Rocher. God bless. That's one more thing I got to think about all the time. Do I have one? Do I not? I got a shitty day. Now I got to go look at them. Can't decide. Nah, 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 nah. Just too much. The chatter was too much. I was like, you know what? They sell them bitches at three at the time. Yeah, I like those, but I buy the three pack. Sure enough. And I was like, if I want them, I'll go get them. But I got too many other things I want to work on. I ain't working on that Ferrero Rocher. And so I didn't buy them. And one time, one year for our accountant gave us a Ferrero Rocher tower, a whole ass tower, like a tower. Like I'm talking about, oh, this is big. And so my husband brought it home. I was like, what the fuck is this? I said, I don't want a Ferrero Rocher in the house. Well, the accountant gave it to us. I said, well, you gonna take it to work tomorrow? I ain't gonna have none tonight. I'm not gonna break the seal, and you're taking it. So I walked in the kitchen. I was already working for No BS then, and he had left that fucking tower, the whole thing, right here, me by myself all day long. And he had probably gone 10 minutes. And I said, turn your ass around right now and come back and get this tower. He was like, I'll get it tonight. I said, you either come get this tower, or it will be in the trash. You got two choices, sir. So he turned back around. He took it to work with him. I was like, I told you to take this thing. Best comment is in the Q&A. Mish, can you just copy and paste it into the chat? Beth, I hope you don't mind if we do that. When I get home, I'm so hungry. I've tried chewing gum and other things, but I'm not sure. But I'm in such a hurry to eat and relax, and wanting any more feels like, and waiting any more feels like torture. Okay. If you're so hungry, eat. Do not ever override hunger with a piece of gum. You are not going to build trust with yourself. If it means that you eat dinner early, that's fine. For me, I want eating dinner with my family was of utmost importance. So I had those 100-calorie snack packs of nuts in my car, kept them in my car. And when I would leave work on the way home, I ate them just to take the edge off of hunger. I did not eat too enough ever at that time. I just barely took the edge off, of hunger. That would get me about an hour. So I would come home, change my clothes, heat up dinner, and then I was hungry for dinner. But if you're really hungry, eat. Girl, eat. Don't be pushing it. That's an old diet when we starved ourselves. But if you are hungry, eat. Let's see, Sarah, when I think about environmental cleanup, all my past diet trauma comes into play. I would end up being super restricted, and that always backfires. Here's the difference though, Sarah. Environmental cleanup in the past meant throw all your shit away. Get rid of the Reese's eggs, right? Get rid of the chips. Can't even have that in the house. What I'm talking about now is How do you have those things in there? We're not getting rid of them. We're still going to eat them. We're not going to take them away from ourselves. But how do we make it easier on ourselves? So keep the chips, but put them in the pantry and on a different shelf behind the blender in a Ziploc bag, right? To make it so that it's not right in your face every time you look. Because before doing it, that's why you're triggered. Just thinking of it as an, like, we could call it something else. We don't have to call it environmental cleanup. What could we call it? Y'all are smart ladies in the chat. Like, redistributing snacks, right? We're just redistributing them. Whoever just posted that long in the chat, copy and paste it into the Q&A and I'll get to it. Because it'll be gone by the time I get over there. Environmental management. Just call it spring cleaning. Positive snack arranging. There you go. So it's not that, but when you think the words environmental cleanup, you're so used to, first of all, how many of us have lost all of our damn money, spent hundreds of dollars throwing shit, all the shit away, and then we got nothing, and then we have to buy it all again. We've wasted several hundred dollars. That's not what we're talking about doing. It's talking about put your goals in your face. Make the snacks that you want, make the fruit easier to find. How many of us put a fruit in like the worst place? We'll hide the fruit, but we'll leave the chips on the counter. But just flip them. Just flip them, right? Just to remind yourself of what you want to do. Let's see. When I do you have any suggestions for wanting to just jump the part of relaxing once I get home from work? Yeah, you're gonna have to be uncomfortable and just sit down and relax. We're so used to not relaxing, and we have to go, 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 go all the time. And we never give ourselves permission. You're gonna have to give yourself permission, and then it's gonna feel like crap for a little bit. And then I used to have to tell myself, I think, which is true, everybody else deserves to have a break. Why can that not be true about me too? Because it is true about me. If it's true about everybody else, maybe it's true about me too. Can you address the connection between clutter everywhere and eating? I find the more cluttered my house is, the more I want to eat to avoid. Yeah, because your options are clean up or eat. And eat gonna win every time. And that sounds like fun. But what you can do is, one thing I did, I wanted to do when I was losing weight, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. I wanted to clean out my kitchen drawers. Like I'd every time I go in there, I was like, God bless. Everything was just a hot mess. I was like, people typically have one junk drawer. I had about five, and it was just Tupperware lids everywhere and like shit. Oh, it was awful. And then I got so like, I hated even going in there. And so I thought to myself, what feels doable? Because, doable. Corinne always says, what feels doable? And so I wrote on my plan every day, like on my food planner, clean one drawer. So I would one drawer. That was on my plan. And even if I followed my plan all day, but I didn't clean out the drawer, I didn't count myself as following my plan. And so I had counted and I don't know how many drawers, like 30 drawers, whatever it was. I don't remember. But anyway, I was like, I could probably do this in a month, whatever. But then what happened was I would go in there to clean the one drawer, and then something was in this drawer that needed to go in that drawer, and then I'd have both drawers open, and then before I knew it, I had two drawers clean. 'Cause you know what? Motivation follows action. So when I got myself into action to do one drawer, I wanted to do more drawers. And then I would ask myself, what is the one thing, one place in my home that if I cleaned it up, if I decluttered it, would turn the temperature down on my anxiety? The one thing. And the other thing too is we have a discovery worksheet. So that would be great for you to do for any of y'all who are, I'm not wanting to spend money in April, right? So I don't want to spend money in April. That's my goal. except for what I have to, you know, whatever. I'm not buying any clothes. No spend April. And so guess what happens? If I spend money in April, I have already committed to do a discovery worksheet. And instead of what did I eat? What did I this? What did I that? It's going to be about spending money. So the same thing goes. If you're wanting to do a cleanup, if you're wanting to declutter your table, let's say your kitchen table, and that is your goal, or clean one drawer in my case, one kitchen drawer, and I don't do it, fill out a discovery worksheet. Uncover the thoughts, the excuses, the stories that you have around it, and then take it to ask coaches. Take it to ask coaches and have them help you come up with a doable plan. And here's the other thing. You're not going to wave your magic wand. Oh, if we had a magic wand, I would love one of those, but I don't have one. And you don't either. Kathy, we don't, none of us have one, but if we did, I'd love it. But here's the other thing. You notice that you have urges to eat because of the clutter. And you're just going to have to tell yourself, Kathy, the only reason I'm wanting to eat right now is because this clutter is making me anxious. Thinking about digging into the clutter is making me anxious. If I eat this right now, when I'm done, I'm still going to be anxious about my clutter. It will not solve this problem for me. And just continue to remind yourself. It's still going to be cluttered. Clutter's not going anywhere. You could say too something like, can I just set a timer for 10 minutes and clean up one little area? And if I want to eat after that, I can. Can I just set a timer, wait? And if I want to eat, give yourself permission to eat. But at least you've given yourself a pause in there. And you've got a little bit of decluttering done. There's that. But do take it. If you do have a lot of clutter, take it one area at a time. It's the same thing as weight loss, y'all. We think about we have 100 pounds to lose, and we get all jammed up about how long it's going to take, and then, you know, what all's going to have to happen, and what all we're going to have to give up, and how hard it's going to be, and all this other stuff. We don't have to worry about that pound, 99 to 100. We got to worry about pound one. You got to worry about area one of clutter because the magic wand ain't coming. And if you get hosed up on everything that has to get done, you never get started. I'll come over there and find it. You got to worry about what can get me from here to weight loss on Friday. I'll figure out the rest of it later. But for now, what can I do today to get me where I want to be? Because if you sit around and spin over a whole decluttered house or a whole 100 pounds, that is enough for some people to get you frozen. And it's like, what can I do today? What can I do today? I'm gonna scroll back up to Adia's question. Okay. I'm really struggling with how my husband eats and what he brings in the house. I make a point of eating dinner before 5:30, so I make my own dinner. Okay. My husband will come in and cook dinner, usually after 6, and then while I'm watching TV, he's eating at the dining room table, commenting on how good the food is. I'm sure it is. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there trying not to listen to him. I feel like he's almost taunting me to eat what he made. That's your thought. He's taunting me. Somebody else might have the thought of, I'm glad he enjoys his food. Everybody should. That's amazing. Then he'll leave the leftovers on the kitchen counter, so I'm tempted then to taste them. Once I take one bite and it tastes good, then I'll eat more when I've already had dinner and I'm not even hungry. And I did see somebody's comment. That's when you have a conversation. I ain't your maid. You got to put the shit. You gonna have to clean your own. It's one plate. You got to clean your own plate, sir. Also, he has a big sweet tooth and buys sweets. Right now, there are two bags of Cadbury chocolate eggs in the drawer in the display cabinet. He thinks, I don't know they're there. It's a secret. Let's see. But I do because I see him go into the drawer in the evening. It's hard to create my food environment with my husband around and my 17-year-old daughter bringing in fast food and leftovers. What do I do? That's not your food. All of this can be solved, a lot of it, with a conversation. Look, slick. You think you hiding these fucking Cadbury eggs? You're not. I know they're there. Listen, I'm gonna make it easier on both of them, both of us. I'm gonna put them up. They're yours. I don't want them. I'm not eating them. You can have them. Look, we all good in the hood, but no, we're gonna put them away. I'm also trying to lose weight. You need to clean up your own shit. I make my dinner, I clean up my shit. You make your dinner, you clean up your shit. And then your daughter, she's 17 years old. She's bringing in fast food and left to throw it in the trash. If you have leftovers, throw it in the trash. If she's gonna eat it later, that's fine. It's not your food. This is what is so amazing about No BS. We get to work on our thoughts about people trying, nobody is trying to sabotage you. Nobody. They are eating what they want, and you are eating what you want. That's the beauty of the whole situation. If you want to do what I offered, if you're like, you know what? I think I might want to eat what he cooks. Do what I did with the nuts. Knock the edge off of hunger and then eat with him. That's an option as well. You eat at 5:30, comes in at 6. Have a small snack. Don't eat all the way to enough to ensure that you're hungry and you can sit down and eat that tasty food with him. And the other thing, too, is we don't know his motivation. He may be trying to entice you in there to have a conversation with him. It's so good. You should try it. It's so amazing. Hint, hint. I would like some conversation while I eat. Go fix you a nice cup of hot tea. Sit down with the man. Have a conversation. There's so many options for you. There are so many options, and none of them include cutting your family off from having what they want. I had three teenagers when I was doing this. I had snacks and shit everywhere. They always brought in fast food. Always. And it was a great opportunity for me to realize they're not trying to hurt me. They're not trying to sabotage me. I get to clean up my own little corner. I'm responsible for myself. And when they bring something in, it's just because they want it, not because they are intentionally trying to sabotage my weight loss. Most of our people do not have bad intentions for us. We have to just assume that they're not always trying to sabotage us. It's not all about us. We are selfish creatures. Selfish. We think about ourselves. Just like with all of this. And I mean, like, you're everything they're doing, you're making it mean something about you. Not about them, about you. Because we're all selfish. That's what we all do. We think that they're thinking about us all the time. How can I sabotage her weight loss? How can I make it harder on her? How can I make this difficult on her? No, that's not what they're doing. They're like, this shit tastes good. I'm eating it. Let's see. Let's see. My home environment. Is almost never the problem for me. I sneaky when I go out for little errands or take the dog to the park. It's my little secret splurge during the most work days. I work from home. How do I break that loop? First of all, find out what you're splurging on and plan it, right? Don't make it a secret from yourself. Plan it. If you know you want a treat, whatever, when you go to the dog park or you go out to run errands, plan it. Eat a little bit less lunch so you can have it. That's probably what you want. That's the first thing I would do. Make it so that you get to go out and enjoy it. Robin said, I find if I plan my errands, splurges make it so much easier. Yeah. Run by and grab a Starbucks. Run by and grab a Reese's egg and sit there while your dog plays. Just make sure you're hungry and then it's planned. Probably the reason you're not planning it is you have diet mentality thoughts. I can't eat that and lose weight. And you're not setting yourself up for success. If you really want it and you know you're going to eat lunch, eat half your lunch so that you're hungry for whatever you really want when you go out. But the problem is, you probably tell yourself you shouldn't eat that, or you can't eat that, or you better not if you want to lose weight. That's the conversation you've got to clean up. Be like, I really love this stuff. How am I going to lose weight and still eat it? I need to be hungry. So how can I make sure I'm hungry? How can I do that? Like, food, we're supposed to enjoy food, y'all. We were not made to exist on broccoli and chicken. If you love broccoli and chicken, that's fine. You go ahead. But we were not meant to not enjoy our food. Make sure you're planning it. Let's see. I have a hard time celebrating myself or being patient in what I do. Trusting. I feel like I keep looking for problems to solve. Can you offer some advice around this? That's normal. We all look for problems to solve. Well, I mean, that's just, you gotta think about our brain. Our brain was designed back in the olden days, you know, when the saber-toothed tiger, that's what Corinne always uses, was on the hunt. Our brain's main job is to keep us safe. So we are always scanning for problems. Literally. That's our, so your brain is doing this brainy job. But you do have to throw in, because I'm just going to, a lot of people say, like, when I brag on myself or I give myself credit for something, or, well, I don't want to make somebody else feel bad. So I started this call off with, if you missed it, I'll tell you again because I'm so fine about it. I had shoulder surgery last week, haven't touched the back of my head in a year. And look, I can touch the back of my head. Yay! Who did I harm? Just now, I just bragged the fuck out of myself. And I've done it twice on this call because I'm so fucking excited. I know. Y'all give me all the claps. Just keep it coming. I'm so excited. I can't stand myself. Who did I harm? Who? Nobody. Nobody got hurt. I didn't put somebody else down. Karen Brent's got a problem with her arm. The Karen, did you think, well, that's a bitch move? My arm don't work good. Look at MJ bragging. No. Must be nice, bitch. Yeah. I did not harm anyone by doing that, by celebrating myself, by giving myself credit. I am not trying to put anybody else down because I am telling myself, good job. And if I wasn't on this call, I walked around this house and was like, bitch, you did it. Touch the back of your head. Hey. That's, I can do it to myself. And I felt amazing. I felt amazing doing it. Just when it was just me by myself. You don't have to shout it on a call. But you can do it to yourself and it feels really good. A little you go girl goes a long way, even if it's just in your head. Yeah, Karen Brent lost 75 pounds. She's in the chat bragging about it, giving herself credit. She worked hard. She should be celebrating it. And for you, I want you to really think about, if you're not comfortable like shouting from the rooftops, whatever, I got my water in today. I used to do it myself all the time. Y'all know I did not drink water when I first joined OBS, none. I was at 0 ounces. And I was like, every time I would, friends used to laugh, sometimes I would drink water and get choked. Like, it's like a foreign body going into your mouth. So like, no water. And I would seriously, like, I would even open the, like, pack the fucking water. Like, girl, look at you carrying around water like you some kind of, like, California, like, bougie girl with your damn carrying a bottle of water. Who do you think you are? I used to do that to myself. And then really nobody gets harmed when you give yourself credit for what you're doing. Let's see. MJ, I hate how I look. It's getting warmer and I'm being consistent, but I feel so bad in my jeans, showing my arms, and I feel bad even going to gym class. I don't want to see myself in the mirror. How can I work on this? I'm not eating from it, so I'm trying to face it. Perfect. So you're going to have to, first of all, I do want you to go in and work with Ask Coaches for sure. Number one. Number two, it might be a great idea to get a private coach if that is in the budget. If it's not, just use Ask Coaches because we can help you in there. If you've been here longer than 30 days, there's a self-love course that you can do, which is absolutely amazing. It's under courses, pathways and bonus courses on the website. I want you to do that. So I have, Corinne talks a lot. What month was that? I think it was the first month of Corinne 365. So his first few episodes, yeah, it was the first month. So go back to the very first episodes of Corinne 365. There is a lot about self-love in there, talking about her skin, what she tells herself about her legs, all of that other stuff. So I want you to go back and do all of those things. But for a lot of us, it is just as simple as I have arms. They are strong. They allow me to hug people. You have to think outside of the box about things that your arms do for you. Okay? Think about those things. What do my arms do for me? They allow me to hug the people I love. They allow me to drive a car. They allow me to write. They allow me to cook. What do? And start thinking about all the things, the amazing things about your arms. And the other thing too is I think a lot of us get hosed up on self-love. We think that we have to love every part of our body. I hate my knees. I fucking hate my knees. I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like my knees. I don't like the way they look. I don't like to look at them in the mirror. I tried on a cute little dress last weekend. My friends took me out shopping for my birthday and it hit right at my knees. So it like accentuated my knees. And everybody's like, it's so cute. I was like, I fucking hate my knees. It didn't stop me from doing anything. I'd just rather not look at them. I don't like them. I don't loathe them. I don't stop myself from doing things because of them. But I've never liked my knees. I'm never gonna love my knees. I'm just not. I'm just never gonna love my knees. That's okay. I don't have to. They bend up and down. They take me where I want to go. They're really strong. They only creak now and then, you know. I don't love to look at them. So I don't. I don't hate myself because of them. I just don't like my knees. And the other thing is too, I feel so bad in my jeans. Find some other pants that you don't feel bad in. You can work on your relationship with jeans. 100%. You can. But maybe you just want to get some like wide leg linen pants that aren't tight or wide leg jeans. Look at different types of jeans that you don't dislike as much. But there's a big difference between hate and love. We don't have to go from one to the other. What if I just told you, Anonymous, you don't have to love the way you look? Your goal is to get from hate to tolerance. It is not all about self-love. It's about just not beating up on yourself for how you look. And for a lot of people, that gives them a lot of reassurance that I don't have to love my niece. I don't have to loathe them either. I can accept that they're there. I can accept the way that they look, and I can accept the things they do for me. But I don't have to be in love with them. Girl, I got on Jean Banning. Email me. I got some jeans for you. Appreciate them for what they are, but you don't have to love them. That's right, Karen. Oh, off topic, but I want to know MJ's skincare routine. It has been different in the past, but I've just switched skincare routines to this company called Elemis. It's a little bit pricey. But you know, I mean, I'm 51 now. But I love Elemis. I have super dry skin, dry as a bone. I love Elemis. I work out 3 days a week. I was getting dizzy, so I was told I need to eat protein before I work out, but I'm not necessarily hungry. Do I eat? Yes. Lisa, I've done this. So I used to be like, I just do Pilates and stuff now and walk, so I'm not as hardcore working out as I was. But when I was doing like Orange Theory and ISI, which was like weightlifting, there would be periods of time where I could work out fasting. I was awesome. And then I would notice I would get lightheaded. So I would eat like a half a banana with peanut butter or a protein bar. For a while, I made those protein, like you make like a ball of protein and then you dip it like in chocolate. I made those things for a while. And then like I would forget to eat one day and I'd be like, oh, I'm not dizzy. So then I would be unfasted again. But yeah, even if you're not hungry, if halfway through your workout you're drained, go ahead and eat before. Great question. Nancy, what about your work environment? I work at a place that brings in catering often, but not on a regular schedule, so I can't plan for it. It's hard for me to avoid the area because it's where I store my lunch. Plus, they always send out emails to announce it whenever it's in the food in the break room for everybody. First thing I would do, Nancy, would at lunch, it would always be like on my protocol that I could have either or lunch, or if they bring it in, it looks good. That's what I'll have. I worked at a nursing home, rehab. And so we always had doctors that like, you know, home health agencies and stuff and hospice that would want us to refer our patients there after they were discharged from rehab. So we had shit coming in on a regular. And it was in the gym where I worked all the time. So if it was, I had a list of things. If they brought in Chili's, if they brought in Chick-fil-A, or if they brought in nothing but cakes or the popcorn, you know, they bring in the big old tins of popcorn. Those were the four things that were always on my plan. If somebody brought those in, girl, they was on my plan. I was gonna eat them. I was gonna swap out my lunch. And because I didn't know that they were bringing them, right? You just show up, there they were. And so that's what I would do. I would plan it. If I want it, I'll eat it. And if I don't, I'll eat my planned lunch, but I will eat it when I'm hungry and I will stop at enough. That's all I would do. Are there lessons that go along with trigger cleanup? No, not really, but all of our calls will be focused on it this month. And then you can also go to Ask Coaches. You can go in the Facebook group, all of those things. Is it okay to use Crystal Light in your water? Absolutely. Yes. Anything that's like not caloric or caffeinated, 100%. I don't have it with me, but I use from Walmart. It's my favorite. It's these clear drops and it's coconut lime. It tastes like a pina colada. I put that in my water every day. Anonymous said, I am gonna, yeah, we have 48 hours to answer a question. So if you submitted a question on the 31st, it should be there at the latest today. And is Karen Brent's birthday? Hi. I don't know what they're called. They're just whatever, great value, clear lime coconut. And I put it in my water and girl, I love them things. And I forgot my drops. I went to my friend, visit my accountability partner in Seattle. And I went to Target and I bought some coconut lime ones. It was not good. And so we went to a Walmart and they had them. Oh, it's the other Karen. Okay, other Karen, I'm sorry. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? We just went a couple minutes over. Make sure that you're using Ask Coaches. Lots of love today. A wonderful post from family and friends. Thank you all. A happy birthday, Karen. It's you were almost as good as me and been a March baby, but you'll have to take April because I'm 29. I'm 29, March 29. Use Ask Coaches. Take pictures of your, like, whatever you do, because I think a lot of times it helps us to see what other people have done. Like if they, you know, if you make a, like it, you know, if you put your snacks behind your blender and a Ziploc, like show us that kind of stuff. If you decide to put sticky notes in your house, show us what your sticky notes say. And all those sorts of things. I want to make sure that we see all of those things and let us celebrate you. Because it is not about getting rid, it's about making it as easy as possible. So, still want to have the shit you love. You just want to make sure you also keep your goals in mind. All right. I will talk to y'all later. Have a great. Oh, make sure you check out Betsy's Binge if you are a binger or an overeater, just feel out of control around food. Make sure that you're checking out Betsy's group coaching program. It starts on April 14th, the week of April 14th. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, y'all.